Sesame Street and I are the same age. Recently, we lost Bob McGrath, one of the original actors on Sesame Street, who had a 48-year career on the show. If there's one lesson we've learned from Sesame Street, it's that it's okay to be you. Celebrate who you are, what makes you special, and be proud of who you are. So why do we lose part of that at mid-career? Is it because our experiences and circumstances were such that things didn't go as well as we planned? For this best of episode, you'll hear from 8 of my guests who share their best tips, strategies, and advice to help you be the best version of yourself as you strategically market yourself in the workplace to figure out and find whatever is next for you and your career. This is the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, and I'm your host, John Nerrell. I help mid-career professionals who feel stuck, undervalued, and underutilized show up to find a job they love or love the job they have using my proven 4-step formula. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 136. Over these next 2 weeks, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Celebrate your time with family and friends and make memories that warm your heart. Cherish those around you. And remember to check in on those you haven't heard from, as the holidays are not always a happy time for everyone. This week and next, you'll get questions from family and friends about your job and how you like it. You may or may not share your true feelings about it, but I want you to know that not being satisfied or happy in your career is nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about. And if you are unhappy in your job, you're probably taking some time this holiday season to breathe, recharge, and plot your path for next year. You're getting ready to hit the ground running to launch your job search and follow through on whatever goals you've set for yourself in 2023. And I can help you with those. Your first step is to go to my website, johnnerrell.com, and download my free guide, 5 Mistakes Mid-Career Professionals Make and Need to Stop Doing. My guide's going to help you put an end to the potential career pitfalls and obstacles that are slowing you down from making the progress and having the success you want in your career. Visit johnnerrell.com for more details and check the show notes. And I'm happy to say that my new website is alive. I like the way it looks, and I appreciate all the wonderful feedback and kudos I've received so far. Now, this best of episode is about your brand and being more confident in who you are and what you do. As Jeff Bezos says, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And when it comes to your personal and professional brand and how you appear on social media, I had to invite Shay Banks to this conversation. Shay is a marketing expert and a coach I hired to help me with some things in my business this year. I've truly enjoyed working with Shay, and you'll hear from this clip that while it is all about being you, make sure that people get to know you in ways that accurately reflect your brand.
Well, like I said, definitely follow some influencers and, you know, make sure you have some good photos up. I mean, as humans, we are visual. So even if it's a selfie, make it a good selfie. Don't make it a, you know, I was at the club selfie. Make it a good, make it a good, decent selfie. Okay. Comb your hair. I've seen some photos where I'm just like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed that you were, you know, senior VP. Wouldn't guess.
Shay and I had a lot of laughs during our conversation, and I am excited about what is next for her and her business. Thank you for all you shared and taught me this year, Shay. I appreciate you. If any of you would like to listen to the full episode and conversations I had with any of my guests, make sure to check the show notes to find the episode number so you can go and find that on your favorite listening platform. Next up is Dr. Melissa Clark. She was a fantastic guest who came on to share her expertise and research about workaholism and how it impacts our professional lives. When I asked Melissa about her advice to build your mid-career GPS, I truly appreciated what she shared, because after all, it's about how we show up.
Be open to new possibilities that come up. Don't be afraid to say yes to different opportunities that maybe don't seem super appealing, or you're not really seeing a clear path why I should do this, because it might open doors that you don't even realize are there. And when I think back in my career, the, you know, different things that shaped where I am in my career, I could have never predicted. But what I do know is if I would have said no to some of those opportunities and challenges, it wouldn't have opened certain doors. And even right now in my career, you know, things that maybe temporarily might be scary, like being on podcasts or doing talks for groups of individuals, it helps create new connections then that then lead to other opportunities. And I found some great opportunities just because, you know, I decided I'm going to do this talk in, well, this is before the pandemic, in, you know, St. Louis, for example. I meet someone there, and that ends up building a new connection that gives me a new opportunity to help develop new skills that I didn't previously have. And so this, you know, it's not predictable. And so just be willing to kind of say yes to some things that might be a little scary, a little intimidating. You're not sure if you're going to knock it out of the park, because you might be surprised. Even if, you know, you didn't knock it out of the park, maybe you built a connection, and that personal connection with someone might open another career opportunity moving forward.
Have you ever been on an interview and felt you had to answer questions a certain way because you wanted a potential boss to like you? Showing up at an interview and being anything other than yourself is a tragedy. You bring many gifts and talents to any position. Why would you show up as anything but yourself? Grant Chungo navigated a successful career transition from the morning anchor desk in Elmira, New York, to be the morning meteorologist at CBS 19 in Charlottesville, Virginia, in what he describes as a great opportunity and fit for him. I admire Grant for being unapologetic about who he is. He is one of the most authentic and inspiring individuals you will ever meet, and make sure to follow him on social at Grant Chungo. In this clip, Grant shares his advice to help you be yourself during an interview and find ways to connect with the hiring manager so you can assess your overall fit for the job and the organization.
Be yourself. Like, don't be anything less than that, because you don't want to get even further down and regret not being yourself in this transition, right? You want to make the second half of your career as important, you know, to yourself as you can, to find that fulfillment. Because I feel like that's what we all strive for, is to find fulfillment in our lives. And it really can come from your career. I am really enjoying where I am now. It wasn't the highest paying offer. It wasn't the biggest city, but it's where I want to be, where my heart is, right? And it's what I want to be doing. And it's where I'm wanted, which is wonderful. And that was all only because in the interview process, I was like nothing less than myself, totally. And honestly, that was like the first time in my life that I was. I have always gone into interviews being, or even interviews, dating, regardless, friendships. I hope they like me. You know what I mean? Like, but this was like really the first time where I was like, no, this next one needs to be a positive thing for me. And I'm just going to be myself. And I think that's what I would say, you know, within reason. You don't go Don't go crazy in the interviews, but but be yourself and make sure, right, you know, your personality shines.
Kevin Hunting is one of my coach colleagues and friends who is doing fantastic work around empathetic leadership through his signature program, Kinder. We can be hard on ourselves, and sometimes our self-talk can be brutally negative. Here, Kevin shares his advice about being kinder to yourself so you can find the job you love and be great at it.
I think it's a summary, you know, in summary, have patience with yourself as you are going through what could be a big transition. Understand who you are. Get some clarity for yourself around what makes you tick, right? What is it that you enjoy? What are the types of things that in your career have filled you up and that you really are, you know, you love doing, you just enjoy doing? And then more importantly, trust your intuition. Literally, if you can start trusting your intuition more, it's going to positively impact your decision making. And again, just be kind to yourself. Like, literally show yourself the kindness that you deserve just because you are a human being, period. Show yourself the kindness as you're going through the process, because whatever's in front of you is hopefully going to take you to a better place than you are right now. And it's there. It's just waiting for you to step into it.
I talk to many mid-career professionals who shy away from networking, or they believe they don't have a great networking strategy, so they don't do it. See, they know it's something they should do, but there's some kind of block that is holding them back from doing it. I want to offer that networking is all about building relationships. Lean into how you can help or support someone by being a valuable member of their network. Maria Rosati is the CEO and founder of Eminence Communications, a boutique strategy firm that helps you build your brand and tell your story more effectively. A few episodes ago, I shared that one of my other guests, Robin Merrill, that she, Maria, and I paired up for a series of webinars we hosted this year called Ask the Experts, where we shared information about a particular career transition topic and then opened up some space for Q&A from our attendees. We really love doing them, and we look forward to doing more of them in 2023. Make sure to connect with us on LinkedIn. Here, Maria shares why you need to be more extroverted regarding your networking and your outreach. And she also shares a special message for mid-career women executives.
I have a lot of friends that are introverts, and I have to say, you have to become an extrovert, because it really is about networking, talking. And I think LinkedIn is a great vehicle of just contacting people. I recently have had people contact me on LinkedIn and just say, we have a lot of overlap and I'd love to pick your brain. So anyway, I say to people, it doesn't have, you know, even if you're an introvert, it doesn't mean going out for cocktails, have a chat on Zoom, but you have to be active. Otherwise, that opportunity is not going to come your way.
Is there anything else that we missed today you didn't get a chance to say that you want to just throw in here at the last minute?
You know, I just want to say to everyone mid-career, and to make them feel better, I've mentioned to you, John, that I'm a member of CHIEF. It's a professional network. It's a private network for C-suite women. And I see so many mid-level women going through a career transition. And I think it's normal. And I want to say, embrace it. And the thing I would say is, what I'm seeing is most women are going from corporate careers to wanting to do something that has meaning. They don't want to be a cog in the wheel anymore. Embrace it, follow it, because that's how you're going to find happiness. And, you know, there's an adage, like, if you find happiness, the money will follow. But I really do believe that. So I just want to say, everyone mid-career, like, go with your instincts, go with your heart, go with what your body's telling you, because everything is acceptable today.
One of my most powerful guests this year is Kate Donovan. I had the opportunity to hear Kate speak at Next Up's Rising Stars event last June. Being one of the coaches who was helping support small groups at this event, after hearing Kate speak, I knew I had to invite her onto the podcast to talk about burnout and how it holds mid-career professionals back. You know what burnout is. You know when you experience it, and you know it sucks. There is no other way to describe it. Kate shared a powerful exercise she does called life pruning. In this clip, Kate walks us through a decisive moment one of her clients experienced and how it changed them and their daughter's life.
My favorite tip to give people in something that is fairly easy to implement because everybody knows what it feels like and what it looks like. And we don't always admit to actually having it. But when you don't know what to cut out, when you're not sure what to prune and you don't think anything can be pruned, look toward resentment. Coaches love to talk about gratitude and finding joy. And my favorite emotion is resentment. It guides a large portion of the decisions in my life. This is how I decide when I'm going to raise my prices, to how I decide who I'm going to work with. It's how I decide how big a scope of a project might be. It's how I decide how often I release my podcast. Mm-hmm. All of those things come to me through resentment. So for instance, I did have a director level client who was taking care of her mother and had a 12-year-old daughter. And she was like, I have to do everything. Nobody. And she's going on and on. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, yes, yes, yes. I understand you and everyone else I've ever spoken to. I said, okay, but let's just talk about, let's go through your resentment journal. Let's try and find some places that we can borrow some of your own energy back so that we can put it someplace that's more beneficial to you. And she said, you know what's really been bothering me? I get out clothes for my daughter every single night and they're ironed and I put them together and I put them on her chair in her room and I'm la, 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 la. And I went, whoa. Mm-hmm. She went, what? I said, your daughter is 12. And she said, yeah. I said, why are you picking out a 12-year-old's clothes? And her shoulders dropped and she sat back into her chair and she thought, I guess I've just always done it. When we dug further into the conversation, it turned out that she had gotten bullied as a kid for her clothing.
Oh.
So she was really nervous about her child being subject to bullies for not being clean, pressed, matching, whatever it happened to be. So she was still protecting herself from 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I said, how about you just let your kid wear what she wears? Because that's what she's doing anyway. And if somebody makes a comment, you can help her make adjustments if she needs to. But in the meantime, you're literally spending a good 8 to 10 minutes every single day picking out and ironing clothes for a child that's then not wearing those clothes. This thing doesn't need to be done. Take it off your list. You know what they started doing together instead?
What?
They started gratitude journaling together instead.
Wow.
5 minutes a day instead of 8. Different focus. Time spent together instead of apart.
There are times when we need help. We cannot do everything alone. We aren't superhuman, even though we kid ourselves into thinking that. Deb Coviello, also known as the Drop-In CEO, shares her best advice to build your mid-career GPS, which involves finding someone to help you be better at being you and what you do.
I wish I had the awareness to seek out a mentor or coach when the environment didn't present it. And now, being on the outside, creating an environment or an ecosystem, I have several mentors and coaches, and they've been invaluable for me to realize my potential and give me the incentive to move forward and doing the work I love to do now versus when I was in corporate. Think about it. You can't do it all yourself. You can, but you might need a little help.
It is not a poor reflection on us to admit we need some help. It increases our self-awareness so we can be more effective. And to be more effective, we need to be more confident. Tracy Hooper is the founder of the Confidence Project, and she's why I wanted her to kick off my month-long series of podcasts that focused on interview preparation last August. Tracy is a former television news reporter and anchor who shared her favorite tips for helping you increase your interview skills and build a better mindset about the job search and interview process.
I have three quick bullet points here. Number one, I would encourage people to embrace practice. Practice makes permanent, practice makes progress. It's not about being perfect. It never occurred to me in my youth that I could practice an interview with another person like your clients do with you. That is a really important gift. We can't hear ourselves. We don't know what we're saying. We don't know what we're doing with our hands. We don't know the facial expressions. If you can record yourself, if you can have a practice interview with someone like you or a colleague or a friend, I would encourage that. Practice is key. I would encourage everyone to find a personal board of advisors, people who care about you, who want to have your best interest at heart, and will give you honest feedback and connect you with other people. That's a beautiful opportunity. You're not really asking anything. You're not asking for a job of them, but you're asking for their advice, their support, perhaps an introduction. So a personal board of advisors. And then I would encourage people to trust your instincts. If a job doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. As Oprah Winfrey said once, doubt means don't. And whether it's somebody you're going out on a date with or a potential boss or a job, if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. And often we lose sight of how important our instincts are. Your listeners, your clients have skills and success. I always tell people, don't just talk about your experience. Willie Loman, Death of a Salesman, Willie Loman had a lot of experience, but he was terrible at sales. Talk about your success and trust the fact that if this job that you're looking for or looking at this moment isn't right, there's another one out there. As I always say, this job or something better.
This job or something better. What a wonderful takeaway from this episode to think that the next time you go to interview or apply for a job, that it's this job or something better. As you build your mid-career GPS, the path won't always be smooth and easy. Having a strategy and the right mindset will guide you to whatever is next. Your mid-career GPS isn't only for finding a new job. It's about loving the job you have too. I work with many people who come to me to find that new job only to stay and continue coaching because they want to guarantee their success in their new role. They want to be better leaders. They continually work at being better people and professionals because their impact is not finished. I want to give a special thank you to these eight guests and all of my guests in the 2022 Best of Series. You have all added tremendous value to this mid-career conversation, and I am a better person for knowing you. Remember to visit johnnerrell.com for more information, including how to get your free copy of my new guide, 5 Mistakes Mid-Career Professionals Make and Need to Stop Doing. I'll be back with you next week to wrap up the year and get us ready for 2023 and season 3 of the Mid-Career GPS podcast. You have my heartfelt wishes for a happy and safe holiday season. May the joy of the season fill your heart and remind you how wonderful you are. And until next time, my friends, remember this. You'll build your mid-career GPS 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how you show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day. Happy holidays.